Every year, thousands of Catholics make their way to a small town in Sonora, Mexico, to honor a revered saint. Many come on foot as part of their sacrifice to the saint. But ongoing highway construction between Nogales and Magdalena has made that journey more dangerous for some this year. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust reports.
The streets and plazas on Magdalena de Quino start filling with peregrinos, or pilgrims, who make their way to this otherwise quiet city 2 hours south of the Arizona border. They come every October to celebrate the town's patron saint, San Francisco Javier. Vendors set up shops selling trinkets and sweets along the cobbled streets, and hundreds of tents are squeezed onto patches of grass around the town's church and chapel of San Francisco as people wait to pay their respects and touch a replica of the saint. It's a reclined statue of the brown-robed San Francisco, his hands resting on his heart. Pilgrims come from far and wide to make their mandas, or offerings, to the saint. Many come from nearby Sonoran towns, often walking more than 50 miles from the border in Nogales, Sonora. Others come from the Tohono O'odham Nation in southern Arizona. It sometimes takes these pilgrims several days to make the cross-border trek. And they come for all kinds of reasons. Olga Francisco is from the Tohono O'odham Nation.
We have a St. Francis that belongs to the family, so we take turns every 2 years to bring him over here.
Robert Wilcutt from Fort McDowell.
But I'm going through some surgeries right now. I'm surviving on stage 4 kidney failure. So, you know, I might need a little help too.
Renewing your faith and you're willing to sacrifice anything, you know, leave everything behind. And
that's 25-year-old Tracy Cook from Sells, Arizona. Sitting with her family on a shaded patch of grass, eating corn on the cob from a nearby vendor, she says she's been coming to Magdalena to honor St. Francis all her life.
From what I heard, when I was in my mom's womb, when she was pregnant with me.
But her mother, Gabriela Shirley, says road construction has made her family's trip to Magdalena more dangerous this year.
It was kind of scary. I mean, it was just traffic going too fast.
It's even worse for walkers, who often make their way along the highway's narrow shoulder. Ricardo Vasquez is the director of emergency and disaster attention in the state of Sonora. He says officials have warned pilgrims not to walk on the road, but they're determined to come pay their offerings anyway. The rugged walk has softened somewhat over the years. Ambulances and military Humvees with soldiers patrol the road where people are making their trek. And a Red Cross trailer is set up on the main plaza to assist the injured, though it stands closed on a recent Tuesday. Volunteers at other attention centers say they've been helping pilgrims for years. That's Francisco Guadalupe Mangues with the group Brigada del Sol. They attend to the basic health needs of travelers like dehydration, blisters, or minor scrapes and bruises. And this year's roadside conditions haven't stopped the flow of people making their way to Magdalena. Julia Lopez drove alongside her son and grandson as they slowly walked a rural side road Tuesday. She says the road construction is just one of the challenges her family faces every year making the pilgrimage from the Tohono O'odham Nation, but it hasn't stopped her yet.
And every year when this comes, I'm always like, how am I going? I don't know, but I'm going. I've always been, had that faith like that, so we're here.
Especially because this year is an important autumn milestone for her 8-year-old grandson, Dimitri.
This is going to be my 4th year. It's going to be my family, pray with my family.
And when the festival wraps up at the end of the week, they'll all make the long walk back again, too. After all, Lopez says, it's tradition. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.